You're listening to KCBX News. I'm Benjamin Perper. In a public webinar September 2nd, the UCSB Economic Forecast Project gave an update on current health and economic conditions for Santa Barbara County, especially in light of the surging Delta variant. Beth Thornton has more.
The health and economic update opened with EFP Director Peter Rupert speaking on the state of the local economy and how it compares on a national level.
Santa Barbara is looking a lot like the U.S. in many respects in terms of the trends in the economics.
Rupert shared data on the leisure, hospitality, and retail sectors, all of which are meaningful indicators for Santa Barbara County's economy. He says the markets are still below pre-pandemic levels, though retail is faring slightly better than hotels and restaurants. The unemployment rate is 5.8% in the county. Rupert says it's actually a good time to find a job, with many businesses in need of staff. He says the time frame for returning to a pre-pandemic economy is unknown and expressed support for vaccines and getting people back out into the community. Currently, 65% of all eligible county residents are fully vaccinated. Santa Barbara County Public Health Director Vaughn DoReynoso says that's not enough.
So roughly 1 in 3 eligible persons in our community is still yet to be vaccinated. And that means that 133,562 people need to get vaccinated so that we can exit out of this pandemic a lot sooner than later.
She says the public health department is partnering with a variety of local agencies for vaccine outreach in all parts of the county, and that there's been a slight upward trend in vaccinations since the FDA approval of the Pfizer vaccine August 23rd. Infectious disease expert Dr. Lynn Fitzgibbons reported on the Delta variant. She says the Delta variant is still the most prominent variant in Santa Barbara and throughout the state.
Now, 98.2% of all specimens collected in California are the Delta variant.
Fitzgibbons says vaccines are highly effective at preventing serious illness and hospitalization from COVID-19 and the Delta variant. To find out more, visit the UCSB Economic Forecast Project website. For KCBX News, I'm Beth Thornton.